WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A nursing home resident is dead after falling into a creek in Charlottesville. S&P reaffirms Virginia's AAA bond rating. That's important for lower interest rate borrowing for the state. A big reason is the two-year budget deal lawmakers reached this month. That deal expanded Medicaid in Virginia, so now that's the law. What's next? This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 11th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A nursing home resident is dead after falling into a creek in Charlottesville. According to the Daily Progress, a caller reported that a man had fallen out of his wheelchair and into the water Sunday afternoon. He was found in cardiac arrest about 20 minutes after the call and was pronounced dead at a hospital. A spokesman for the Ohio-based Communicare said the man was a resident at one of the company's facilities, Cedars Healthcare Center. He said the man had signed himself out of the facility on multiple leaves of absence without incident. Authorities declined to identify the man. The nursing home said it will conduct an internal analysis to see if anything could have prevented the man's death. Also, seven people were arrested in Charlottesville late Friday protesting the jail sentence for a black man related to last August's white supremacist rally. On Friday, a judge ordered a 20-day jail sentence for Corey Long, who said he used the makeshift flamethrower to protect himself against white supremacists. The Daily Progress reports that a few dozen people protested the sentence late Friday night in downtown Charlottesville, chanting, "Corey Long did nothing wrong." Police arrested seven protesters and charged them with a misdemeanor. One of those charged was Star Peterson. She is in a wheelchair after suffering injuries when she was run over in the car attack that killed Heather Heyer during the August 12th rally and counter-protests. Tuesday is primary day in Virginia. Voters will be selecting candidates for November's congressional midterms. Two races in the WMRA area are considered the most competitive and possible pickups for Democrats. In Northern Virginia's 10th district, voters will select a Democrat to run against Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock. Many analysts consider that race a toss-up in the general election this fall. And in the 7th, running from the Richmond suburbs to Culpeper, Louisa, and Orange counties, Democrats Abigail Spanberger and Dan Ward are running to face GOP incumbent Dave Bratt in what is also considered a pickup opportunity for Democrats. Voting stations will open at 6 a.m. on Tuesday. And as Mallory Nopain reports, officials have been prepping to make sure voting systems are secured against cyber attacks.
Top intelligence officials have warned states that the upcoming midterm elections could be under cyber threat. Christopher Piper is commissioner of Virginia's Department of Elections.
So we remain vigilant all year long concerning potential threats against our election infrastructure.
After the 2016 presidential election, federal officials notified 21 states that their systems had been targeted by Russian hackers. Virginia was one of them. Since then, Piper says the Commonwealth has been on the front lines of election security.
We were one of the first to work closely with Department of Homeland Security. We also have worked with the Virginia National Guard and of course, with VITA on a regular basis to ensure the security of our systems.
VITA, that's Virginia's IT agency. There's also been a push to make sure state election officials have federal security clearance. That way they can get classified information from the Department of Homeland Security. Piper, who came on board in February, is still working on his clearance, but he says one other person in the department has already been approved. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
A Virginia program that helps veterans become teachers is getting money from the federal government. The U.S. Department of Defense has awarded a nearly $2 million grant for the state's Troopers to Teachers Virginia Center at the College of William and Mary. The center was established in 2017 as a pilot program. It provides individual counseling and training for veterans and contacts with school districts. The $1.9 million grant will be spread over 5 years. Standard & Poor's has reaffirmed Virginia's AAA bond rating, allowing the state to borrow money at lower interest rates. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that S&P also restored Virginia's financial outlook rating to stable in the wake of the legislature's two-year, $117 billion budget deal. The bond rating agency had given the state a negative financial outlook rating more than a year ago. S&P cited the budget deal, increased reserve funds, and stronger projected revenues as reasons for the improved outlook. S&P's decision comes after Moody's reaffirmed its top rating earlier last week. So, Medicaid expansion has been signed into law. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope asks, now what?
So, Virginia has finally expanded health insurance to hundreds of thousands of people who live in poverty or with disabilities. So, what happens next? Well, Virginia will need to get approval from the federal government for the work requirements that are imposed on people who want health insurance. Senate Minority Leader Dick Saslaw says he's not really concerned about that because Virginia's work requirements are very similar to ones that have already been approved in other states. And he doubts the Trump administration will be able to undo Obamacare.
They're not going to be able to repeal it. They don't have the votes. They're trying to undo it in courts. To be honest with you, I think they would pay a price at the polls for which they would probably never recover.
Michael Cook of the Democratic Business Council predicts it'll take about 6 months to implement the policy change.
Private health plans basically insure the Medicaid population and manage it. We're going to have to work with the private health plans to make sure that they have the capacity to handle the expansion.
The deadline to make all that happen is the end of the calendar year. So next year, people can stop going to the emergency room and start seeing a doctor. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.